We're talking today with Mark Hodges with Plains Grains Oklahoma Genetics, and you were honored today by the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Quite an honor for this 2021 season.
It is an honor, and it was definitely a surprise. I was actually not in the room at the time. I'd stepped out to do a video call, and so, like I said, it took me by surprise. So somebody's good at holding a secret, because normally I don't know of anybody that can keep a secret from me, but obviously there are. Honestly, I don't know anything, but my claim to fame is I know somebody that does know something, and I'm not bashful about calling them and finding out from the quote-unquote experts, and feel very fortunate to work with a breeding program like the one at Oklahoma State. I mean, it's second to none, and I'm talking about worldwide. It's just, I can't say enough good things.
You've had a chance to wear a lot of different hats over the years within the industry, and that's given you a chance, I guess, to rub elbows, rub shoulders with a lot of different folks.
Yes. Some people say I can't hold a job, but there are some advantages to being a lot of different places and get to doing a lot of different things. You get an appreciation for those really great things that are out there, and I'm not saying there's every one of them are great, but boy, there's sure a lot of, and again, I go back to Oklahoma State University and a breeding program, and the individuals that make up that breeding group, and man, they work together very, very well, and it's a pleasure to be able to work with them,
right?
Honestly.
So, putting your Oklahoma genetics hat on, obviously we're in the middle of seed being going, you know, actually being purchased by producers, looking at what will work best for them for 2022. What are you hearing from folks selling wheat thus far this year?
Well, you know, seed sales are brisk, which is good. There are a lot of questions because talk about an unusual year. And a lot of questions about opinions about what we, in their shoes, what they need to be planting. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of it depends on, of course, location, where they are, because we do service everything from the middle of Texas to the middle of Kansas and as far as west as Cimarron County and as far east as the other side of I-35. So it is a pretty diverse area. And, of course, Brett does have varieties that perform better in some areas versus others, depending on what the disease package are and those kind of things. But, yeah, getting a lot of inquiries right now. And so we're pretty happy with what we're seeing at this point.
So he was, he was throwing a lot of things out there during his presentation today about the future. I mean, so many things he's got to work on.
So you see why I'm excited. I mean, it's like, I don't know how much longer I have my career, but I mean, it's things like that that really do excite me. And, you know, he talked about some of those breeding special characteristics that he's been able to incorporate in the new genetics. And the impact that's going to have on the industry. I mean, you know, stability times of 77 minutes. I mean, that's phenomenal. And an interesting thing from the Oklahoma Genetics, Inc. side and from the marketing side is we don't need and we're not going to have 6 million acres of 77-minute stability. It's too strong for the industry. But the point is that, and he showed this in his presentation, the customer can take that 77-minute stability time and blend it with something that the market really doesn't want. And when that blend happens and that stability gets there and the other characteristics it then becomes a marketable item, and it'll perform. This is, so to speak, a blending-up wheat, and I think that's where Brett's kind of been focused these last several years, is not just a general release that fits a shotgun approach to everybody. It's more focused on what it can do with everything else that's in the industry.
Right.
And again, from a marketing standpoint, boy, what a tool to have in your toolbox to be able to go out and market those kind of wheats. I mean, it's going to revolutionize. I'm serious. I think it's going to revolutionize the way we market wheat in Oklahoma because of the quality that's there.
Now, you know, you and I have talked before about this, you know, identity to preserve, or, you know, maybe farmers actually doing some contracting ahead. In other words, actually selecting that those traits that they want to grow on their place that year. Is that we're getting closer to that?
We are getting closer to that, and not fast enough, I might add. But I mean, because as you mentioned, I think probably when I really started pushing it publicly was 2 years ago, and we're still not to where I think we need to be, or definitely not where we want to be yet. But yeah, it's a matter of how you handle the marketing and production of those, I'll call it specialty quality aspects, to ensure that those people that paid the check off and pay taxes in the state of Oklahoma or bought seed outside the state of Oklahoma, so those funds are invested to the point they get the maximum return on their investment. That's the end goal, is to make wheat producers more profitable. And again, you've got a breeder and a breeding program that are highly capable of doing that.